And Ravashi says, no, Ravashi yoma hafilu teimet stodim utorin. Maybe really the issa not to be mishtamish with the Baal Chai is only on top of the Baal Chai. Mashenken, the sides, is mutter. But over here, touching the head is not called the sides. The klal is called the vahadi gaba like a gaba dummy. Anything that's on, like on top of the animal is considered like on top and not on the sides. The Rashi says, goiva shabayma dummy, for a rush shava begoiva la gaba behema. The head is the same as height like as the back of the animal. Therefore, maybe the head is not considered like the studin, maybe it's called like a gaba. But it could be when you're only mamish touching the sides of the animal, maybe that's mutter. And there's no shvus. Alright, we'll stop here. Right. You're holding up Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, atop the Mishnah, Yud Zayin. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim, on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim, a Shalmei Chagiga you could bring on Yom Tov, V'yein Soimchen Aleihem, but you can't make a smicha, like we had the Mishnah before, you can't make a smicha on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Talocha. Avolo Yoylus, but a korban oila, even a korban oila at riyah chayvas hayoyim, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Since there's no lochen at all, it's only burnt, the whole thing is kulul Hashem, it's also to make the shchita to do the Torah on Yom Tov. That's by Shammai Shita. Rashi says, mevi in shlomim bi Yom Tov shehein achilas hejit. Since from a shlomim you're allowed to eat from it also, semel is called lochem, therefore by Shammai agrees you could do it on Yom Tov. But v'yein soimchen aleihem, you can't do the mitzvah smicha, the owner has to put his hands and his whole weight on top of the animal, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Could the Amrinon, like we had before, Ella, what should you do? Soimech aleihem erev Yom Tov. The answer is, make the smicha before Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, the Bailim comes to the korban and puts his two hands and all his weight on top of the head of the animal. V'sheichat v'Yom Tov. And you'll make the shritah tomorrow on Yom Tov. Because v'shamai shita is, the loy be'inon tekev l'smicha shchita. You do not have to have tekev. You're allowed to do the smicha before the shchita. The other shchita is no. Smicha has to be done right before the shchita. It's like that you'll have to do it b'davka on Yom Tov. Of course the shchita has to be on Yom Tov. According to the Beis Shammai, I know, you're allowed to make a smicha beforehand, so that's the eitza. Make the smicha on Erev Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov you just bring the korban on Shalmei Chagiga. Yeah, right. Smicha is only, right. It's only mitzvah, not likuva. Avuloy mevi'in oilois. Bi'oison sheyochol hovilach yom tov. Azach, that even though it's a chayva sayayim, but it has to be such a chayva that you could bring it tomorrow. Midrasha means lafuke, the korban atomit. The korban atomit, even though it's also an oila, but that you can't bring tomorrow. Korban oila, every day has its own korban oila, korban atomit, so that avada v'shamei agrees you could bring on yom tov. Just the korban like Oilas Riya, that if you don't bring it the first day Yom Tov, you have a tashlumim, you can bring it the next day, Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. The pasuk says, Hu levadi yosu lachem. You're only allowed to cook and do things lachem for yourself. So we dash in lachem for you, for legvoya. You're not allowed to do legvoya, you can't bring a korban oila, since it's kulul Hashem, there's no lachem involved. Therefore, even though with Oilas Riya, that's the chayvus to bring today, but since Lamaisa you could have a tashlumin, you could make up for it tomorrow, they shame shitmish, you're not allowed to bring it today on Yom Tov. Ubeisil, Mishnah says now, Ubeisiloimim, Beisil says no, Beisiloimim, Mevi'in Shlomim V'yolus. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring even a korban oila, you could bring. A befrat and oilas riyah, if it's a chayva to bring today, you're allowed to bring it today. V'soimchin aleihem, second thing, you're allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov also. That's Beisil Shita. First, Beisil holds the mitzvah is take off the smicha shchita. Right after the smicha, you have to do the shchita, and the shchita has to be on Yom Tov. Therefore, he holds you're allowed to do this shvus on Yom Tov. It's doich a Yom Tov. Since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Weiter. Atzeres shechal lios beros Shabbos. What's going to be if Chag HaShavuos, Atzeres, comes out on Friday? is Beishama Yermrim Yom Tavuach Achra Shabbos. Like, when is the day to bring the Korbonus? As a Korban Eilas Ria, that Beishama holds you can't bring it on Yom Tov. So Yom Tov came out on Friday. So the last thing, you can't Shecht on Friday. And who Adim Shit the Shabbos so you can't bring the Korban? So the answer is that the Tashlumin for the Korbonus of Shavuos for 7 days after Shavuos. Therefore, Yom Rishon on Sunday, that's the Yom Tavuach. That's the day to bring the Korbonus. Srashi Yom Tavuach, Shel Korbonus Ria. Vechagigo Shel Yom Tav is Liachra Shabbos. Shein Kraven Loi B'Yom Tav Loi B'Shabbos. Even the Korban Shal Mechagigo of Aistos is not brought the first day Yom Tav. Right, that's for sure not. I mean, the Mitzvah Shal Mechagigo is only brought from the second day onwards. Because the first day, the Shal Mechagigo is supposed to be the first day. That's Rashi saying, son. Rashi saying, according to Beishama, even though Beishama said, Mevi and Shlomim, you could bring Shlomim on Yom Tov. Now we'll see. Yotayis is the Kash in Rashi. Yotayis says, Yom Tov Hachar Shabbos. Yotayis says, Pirush Rashi, Korbonos Ria V'Chagiga, Shein Kreivim Loi B'Yom Tov Loi B'Shabbos. According to Beishama, you can't bring it on Friday Yom Tov. You can't bring it on Shabbos, so the Yetzer is supposed to bring it on Sunday. But so he says, "Lo yitochen loymar." The chagiga, am I loy? Like, why can't you bring korban chagiga? It's a shlomim, and that's the ratio of the Mishnah. That by Shammai says you could bring shlomim on Yom Tov, and the fratif is the shalmi chagiga that's a chayv to bring today. O maishno mishlomim by Shammai. O miu by shalmi maisi amru lem leveisil nedom nedovas achichoy. So the boy yavle beisemel. First you learn the other way. Just the Shabbos Yom Tavuach on Sunday will be because of the Korban Eilah. The Korban Eilah can't be brought on Yom Tov, can't be brought on Shabbos, therefore according to Beis Shammai, the Yom Tavuach is called Achra Shabbos. Ein Yom Tavuach Achra Shabbos. No, you don't have to make the Korbanos after Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, you could bring the Korbanos on the first day Yom Tov. Bring it on Friday. Friday is Shavuos. Bring your Korbanos. Both the Korban Eilas Ria and the Korban Shal Mechagiga, both could be brought on Yom Tov. Trashi, Ein lo Yom Tavuach, Ein atzricha Yom Tavuach, Shemuta lakrivim b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring your Korbanos on Yom Tov itself. Vaitu moidim, Shim chalo lios b'Shabbos. Let's say Atzera Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, Shayom Tavuach achra Shabbos. Then even Beis Hillel agrees, that on Shabbos you can't bring a Shal Mechagiga, you can't bring an Elas Ria, so the day to bring this Sunday, the day after Shavuot, that's the day to bring it. Now, in such a case, on Sunday, Ein Koyen Godol Mislabesh Bekeluf, a Koyen Godol is not supposed to walk out on that Yom Rishon dressed up nicely. Now, Rashi explains it doesn't mean it's Big Dekuna, it means privately in his house, he should not wear Big Day Yom Tif. Umutorim Be'espid, this Sunday you're allowed to say a hesped. The Chol Medavka did not want us to make it like it looked like a Yom Tov even. Over Tainus, if you want to fast this Isra Chag, even though usually on Isra Chag you're not supposed to fast, here but when Shavuos came out on Shabbos, and Sunday is Isra Chag, you're allowed to mamish make it Chol Gomer. You could fast and say a hesped. Why? Shlo Lekayim Divrei Oimrim, not to listen to the Tzedukim that they used to say, Atzeres Achra Shabbos. Supposed as Machras HaShabbos, that they used to dash and that Shavuos has to come out Sunday. Shavuos is always on Sunday. So therefore, since Shavuos is on Sunday, that's what they held. So we held not like that. We held Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So therefore, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so when even though Sunday is the Yom Tavuach, but you don't make it look like a Yom Tov, don't agree to Tzedukim. Therefore, you can fast that day, you can make a fate on that day, and the Kohen Gadol should not dress so nicely that day. The Rashi says, Ein Kohen Gadol mislabesh bekelim, noyim bebeisva. You shouldn't dress nicely like Yom Tov Tikkun Begadim. Uveshuk, v'lav b'shas avoyda kovim. We're not talking about when he's doing the avoyda, because then he has no choice. When he's doing the avoyda, he has to wear big dekuna. V'loy b'big dekuna kovim. We're not talking about the begadim big dekuna. Elish lo yisnoye b'yosi ayoyim. Just at home, we should not dress up nicely today. Sheyem tevuach shalat seres acha Shabbos. Sheyavinu akol, everybody should understand, she'enoi ha'yom Yom Tov. Today is not a Yom Tov. If they had Tzedukim, she'yom yom atzeres achra Shabbos. Because the Tzedukim used to say, yes, a Shavuos always comes out on Sunday, so not to make that mistake, we don't make Sunday look like a Yom Tov. So to Gemara. Omer Rebbe Loz, Omer Rav Oshia.
minayin liyatzeres yesh lo tashlumim. That's mashma kol shiva. All 7 days after atzeres, if you didn't bring the shalom chagiga or korban elos ruya, you could bring it. And that's mashma klor from the Mishnah that there are tashlumim. Even Beis Hillel agrees that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you don't bring the korbanos on Shavuos, but you bring it tomorrow after Shabbos. So you see, there's a tashlumim. Then how do we know even the 7 days? So the Gemara says, Shenam and the Pesach says, Ba'chag ha-matzois, or ve'chag ha-shavuos, or ve'chag ha-sukos. Says together, these three. Is makish chag ha-shavuos, ve'chag ha-matzois. There's a hekish that we learn out Shavuos from Pesach. Ma'chag ha-matzois. Yesh lo tashlum kol shiva, just like the korbanos that you're supposed to bring the first day of Pesach. If you don't bring the shalom chagiga that was riyah, you could bring it all 7 days of Pesach. Is af chag ha-shavuos, yesh lo tashlumim. The same thing halacha by Shavuos, kol shiva. If you don't bring the korbanos the first day, you have a right the next 7 days to bring the korbanos, just like Pesach. For the Gemara, this is the hekesh, this pasuk. For the Gemara, v'yema, makesh lachag ha-sukis. If so, why don't we say Shavuos is doyma to Sukkis? Now, what does that mean? Ma chaga Sukkis, yesh lo tashlumim kol shmeino. Just like Sukkis has a tashlumim all 8 days, maybe af chaga Shavuos yesh lo tashlumim kol shmeino. Maybe 8 days Shavuos should have, not 7 like Pesach. Let's rather learn out from Sukkis it has 8 days. Throughout the Gemara, no, even by Sukkis, I'll tell you, Shemini is regular b'fnei atzmiu. Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day, it's not a Tashlumim for Sukkis. That's a Yom Tov by itself. So if we're learning out for Dina Tashlumim, Tashlumim to make up for the first day on Sukkis is also only 7 days, not 8 days. So Mor says, no, that's not true. Ey, Modi Amri, when do I say that Shemini regular b'fnei atzmihu, that Shemini Atzeres is called the Yom Tov by itself? Hani Mili, when is that said? Linyan, Pazar, and Keshav. Like we had. It has its own Kabbonis, true. It has its own Zman. You have to make a Shechionu. You have to. It has different Kabbonis. Like Rashi says. Rashi says, Pazar, Keshav means Pius. There's own Pius. They make a Pius for the Kana to do the Avoida then. Zman, you make Yon Shechionu. Regular is called his own Yomtif. Korban has his own Korban. Shir, you say the own Shir. Brocha, you have to make a new Brocha. Pius, that means Linyan Porichad. Kol shiva yimeyachage mafais and aleim. You don't make a pius. By shaker on Shemini Atzeres, you have to make a pius. So the kids say Shemini Atzeres has different halachis than Sukkis. But that's only said for these halachis. But the Mar says, avulinyan tashlumin. If you want to know, can you make up for the korban you do not bring the first day Sukkis? Could you make up for it even on Shemini Atzeres? Yes. For tashlumin the halacha is tashlumin the rishonu. You can make up on Shemini Atzeres for the korban you did not bring on the first day of Sukkis. It's not like we learned the Mishnah. Mi shaloi chag b'yom tov rishon. Whoever did not bring his korbanos on the first day of Sukkis, you did not bring the korban chagiga, or you did not bring the olas riyah on the first day of Sukkis, shel chag of Sukkis, the locha is choygeg es kol haregel. You're allowed to bring it any day of Sukkis. The yom tov achroin also. And if you didn't bring it the 7 days of Sukkis, you could even bring it on Shemini Atzeres also, you could bring it. So here you see clearly, it's called a Tashlumim, that even Shemini Atzeres is the makeup for the first day. See, if so, Sukkis has 8 days to bring the Korbanos. So maybe in this Hekesh, we should learn out Shavuos better from Sukkis to say 8 days, rather than just from Pesach, only 7 days. So how do we know Shavuos only has 7? Maybe it has 8? So where it says the klal is, Tofasta Meruba Loi Tofasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. Whenever you go to grab something, don't grab the biggest thing. Maybe you're wrong. You might as well grab the smaller thing, then for sure you're right. So that's the cloud. You don't know where to learn out from. We always learn the less rather than the more. Rashi says tafasta mruba tafasta. Kol makom shetimsa shnei drachim. Echa tefes mruba. The echa tefes mua. There's two ways to learn. One grabs more and one grabs less. Toiv lecha lit litfais es hamua. You're better off grabbing the smaller amount. Sha'afilu oylecha litvash es amruba, because you can't go wrong. Like even if you're supposed to take the bigger amount, but tafasta samud, you only took the smaller one, tafasticha, but I call upon him what you took is it. It's also good, because you're supposed to have more. Ma'ashen kein, if you take the bigger one, maybe the lach was only like the smaller one, and then you're doing the wrong thing.
So kiss, if you don't know which word to learn out from, that's the cloud. We learn out faster muet. You always learn out the smaller one, not the bigger amount. See, for here also, we learn out Shavuos from Pesach, that is 7 days tashlumim, and not 8 days. The Tosafot says, Rifishyesh, Bechlau Mosayim Ona, in 200 you have 100. So by taking the smaller, for sure it's okay. If so, then this pasuk, Chaga Matos Chaga Shavuos, we're learning out Chaga Shavuos from Pesach. See, if so, why did the pasuk say Chaga Sukkos altogether? Why does it have to repeat itself for? For what purpose? So my answer is Liakusha the Chaga Matos. Yes, it's coming to teach us Halacha is about Chaga Matos also. Then what does that mean? No, it's because really this parsha is talking about the parshas of Sukkos. Since it's in the parshas of Sukkos anyway, why does it have to repeat itself again to say the Chag HaSukkos? Like the Hekesh is only from Shavuos to Matzos. So what do you need the word Chag HaSukkos for? So Teretz said it says Chag HaSukkos here to learn out Chag HaSukkos also from Pesach. So what are we learning out? Ma Chag HaMatzos. Toyelino, just like there's the mitzvah, by Pesach by night, that the day you bring the korban, you're not allowed to go home. You can't leave your shlaim that day. You have to sleep overnight. There's a mitzvah lino. The night after you brought the korban, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Is av chag asukas toyin lino? Who are din chag asukas also the same halacha? If you bring your korban, let's say you bring it the first day of Yom Tov. So on Mitzvah Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go home that night. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. And first come the first day Chol HaMoed. That's called mitzvah lino. So now the Gemara asks, how do we know this? For us, how do we know even by Pesach there's such a mitzvah that if you bring your korban the first day, you're not allowed to go home on Moitzoy Pesach, but you have to daf to sleep over? Like, how do we know this mitzvah? There's no purpose. Like, you already makarim the mitzvah of the regal. You brought your korbanos already. So, for what purpose do you have to sleep over? So, Gemara says,